Hey, good afternoon, Daniel.
Nice to talk to you. It always seems like a big week in footy. And, well, last week we were talking, obviously, about the cancellation of the season. And this week, news coming through that you're looking at the potential of a no-jab, no-play or no-watch policy next year. How did that come about?
Oh, it's mainly my thoughts on where we can go forward for next year. And I'll bring it to the clubs and our board's attention the next couple of weeks. But yeah, like today would have been our grand final day, and if everyone had been vaccinated 6 months ago, we'd probably be playing.
Well, obviously, at the last check, I think it's about 70% of the first dose of Victoria being vaccinated. A lot of organisations and sporting clubs are looking at the same thing. Do you take confidence where things are at the moment? I guess, as I say, numbers 90% double dose by the start of January 2022.
Yeah, look, I'm pretty confident, Daniel. Like, if you'd have wound back the clock, say, 2 months ago, our vaccine rates were pretty low.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been pretty full on now. And I think with basically, and I can fully understand the government's given up trying to stop this thing. So yep. I think the best way we can stop it is get vaccinated. And, you know, it's taken off pretty good, the vaccination rates. So I'd say by, you know, February, March, April next year, when we're looking at starting, it'll be just commonplace, mate. There'll be, every workplace yep. will have it in. And you know, it'll be just be another day in the office.
Peter Cole is the chair for the Heathcote District Football Netball League, joining us this afternoon. You mentioned there about the grand final potentially, well would have been today. That must bring a tinge of sadness to you.
Yes, Daniel, I think my general manager's gone to Geelong and I'm up at Echuca in my caravan, so we're trying to get away from it, our thoughts away from it. But, yeah, it's disappointing. It really is for all the work that everyone puts in. But I suppose our thoughts are going forward now, and we've got to put plans into place, you know, for next year. And if it means we've got to shake the legs of everybody to get the kids and participants vaccinated and all that sort of stuff, well, we better do it. And I think the clubs, you know, I've spoken to quite a few of them. They're all, I think they're all getting their head around it.
Yep.
And you know, they can't stand to have more time off. And if this is one measure that means that we don't have to do anything for next year, well, we'll do it, you know, and we'll be pushing it. And I notice all the vaccination rates at the moment, Daniel, most of the ones that are under 40.
Yeah.
And that means that all the ones that are over it have had their vaccine and are safe. So we just got to push for all our youngsters to get out there and get their jab and do the right thing.
So what's the next step, Peter, in relation to this potentially going to the board? What happens now?
We've got a board meeting in 2 weeks' time, and I've sowed the seed, and we'll put a group of propositions to our clubs, and at the pre-annual meeting and the annual meeting, get their feeling on it all, and then we'll go forward from there. But I think it'll be a no-brainer. I think it'll just be everywhere. I think the AFL are well down the track of getting it done, and you know, I think it'll just be commonplace. And with respect to those people that can't get the vaccine and don't want to, well, that's your choice. You know, no one's making you do it. So, you know, but just don't put the ones that have had the vaccine, don't put them at risk when you come to a big area with lots of people.
Now, you mentioned there that you're caravanning in Echuca at the moment, trying to get away from the thought about the grand final today. The important question to that then is, have you caught a fish?
No,
yeah.
No, I've just come back to for lunch, and I've tried. I'm trying, but my wife is very much, she's fully aware of my fishing skills, and that she's going to get something to eat.
I think that's the vote of confidence, is it? or lack of. Hey, Peter, I really do appreciate your time this afternoon. I know you, obviously, as you say, the grand final would have been today, and you're trying to take some time off, so I really do appreciate you taking our call this afternoon on the Sideline View.
Good on you, Daniel. Anytime, mate. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Peter Cole there, the chair for the Heathcote District Football Netball League. It is Gold Central Victoria.